I'm here with Nancy Hastings, the great niece of Chester Schultz. And since 2014, you know, we're updating this story now. Since 2014, there's been some news.
Right. Chester Schultz was killed in World War I, 4 days before the end of the war. And I went in 2014 to try to trace his actual path in those last days and followed kind of his path and found the hills where he was killed. And I was excited because the Division One, which he was a part of, had a monument there that listed all of the dead from that battle. But when I got to the monument, I was hurt to see that his name was not included. Well, I know because of the mix-up, because he was killed in November, but his family didn't find his fate until March. I'm sure that there was a lot of recording or record-keeping that was not well documented at that time, and so he got left off of the monument. And so I felt that was kind of sad to have lost your life in a battle and not be recognized.
And you've been communicating with who?
Well, I found a website from the 1st Division, which he was part of, and I had sent some emails to that. Just a couple of weeks ago, I reread that email to see where the information was coming from, and I realized I had a book that listed his name, so I emailed that back and said it is in the book, you know, that you can find it. But they had made his middle initial B instead of E, so it didn't match up with what they were looking for, I guess. And so then about a week ago, Tom Orlowski, who's a president of the 1st Infantry Memorial Association, got a hold of me and really is starting to look into it. And it looks like it's possible that it will get put onto the monument.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm excited about that. I just think that's very, very cool and very fitting, especially for the 100th anniversary. And I'll have to go back now and see the monument with his name on it. So it's exciting.
What happens now?
The Tom Orlowski got back with me and requested some information that I had. I sent him some copies. I sent him the death certificate of Chester Schultz and copies of the newspaper article from back in 1918 when it was listed in Evansville that he had, when they got the information that he had died, and a couple of other items. And so he's taking that documentation to his board, which he says will take a few weeks to get any information from because they're scattered all over the whole United States. It's a volunteer organization that handles this, and so to get to all of them it will take a little bit of time. I'm very hopeful that it will get on there. He seemed to be kind of certain that it would.
What does it mean to your family, I guess?
Well, I think I'm probably the most excited because I'm the one that has kind of taken this story to heart and really delved into it and love it. But I think all of my family would be proud to know. There's several of my cousins, you know, in the area, and my brothers and sisters that are all happy to see that done. And just to know that for my grandmother, who this was her brother, who's long been deceased, but just to think that she would be very proud, and my dad as well, who was named for Chester, to know that I'm pursuing getting the recognition for him that he deserved.
Okay, thanks. Nancy Hastings of Posey County is happy that her great uncle may finally get recognized for his sacrifice in World War I and get his name on the monument in France.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Nancy.